Hey Potters, and welcome to episode 115 of CosPod, the podcast for all things cosplay and Deadpool, apparently.
Deadpool!
Yes, Deadpool. So this is going to be a fairly casual episode, as unfortunately we've had a really rough week, the two of us, with our jobs. And so we didn't want to go into any of these really deep philosophical topics with that basically weighing on our minds. We wanted to give you guys a clean episode. So basically, this is podcrafting, talk about all things cosplay in the news, ask us anything as long as it's family-friendly kind of thing.
So mostly family-friendly.
Well, if they ask us questions, they need to be family-friendly.
Yes, that's for certain. Absolutely.
That is what I meant. In other words, we reserve the right to not answer questions if they are things we should not be airing.
Things that are not PG, or actually things that are not G.
Yes.
We may choose to make the answers PG.
No higher than PG-13.
Exactly. Anyways,
I wanted to start off by saying today is Free Comic Book Day. So happy Free Comic Book Day to those who are celebrating. Go out to your local comic book store. Please do support them. Go and get your free comic and maybe spend a little money and get some other comics and or other things, as a lot of them sell card games and board games and all sorts of things. And they have D&D games occasionally at night, so you can always go and play D&D. Also like to say Happy Mother's Day, which is tomorrow here in the States. So for all of those who do celebrate, please do give thanks to your mom, because she does work very hard for you and has for a long time, I'm betting. Would without, probably welcome the appreciation.
Yeah, without her, you would not exist.
At least half.
Yeah, at least half of it. Yeah, that's true.
Yes. Takes two to tango.
Very much so.
Please do show appreciation to your moms and your grandmoms, et cetera, et cetera. You know that this is Mother's Day for a reason. Cards are always welcome. All right. So that said, there are all sorts of things in the news. But I did want to show this to you guys, and I need to figure out how to share my screen.
It's very easy. There's a button that says screen share right underneath the
Yes,
chat.
I know, but I had to clean up the rest of my screen to make sure there were other things on it.
Oh, goodness. It's the button that says screen share.
I get that.
I'm being a smart ass. I know.
Okay, so I wanted to show this to you guys.
There you go.
Can you see the pattern?
Yes, we can. Ha ha!
Okay. So Simplicity's website is really good about showing you up-and-coming patterns before they actually hit the stores. And I was looking to help out a fellow cosplayer who was looking for a pattern for another character, and so I gave him some ideas. And as I was browsing, of course, I found this. This is not in stores yet, because I have looked very recently. However, this is one of their what they call print-on-demand or premium-on-demand patterns, where you can basically select your size and print out what you need. They may or may not actually have them in stores later on within, say, the next month or so. Generally, these show up on their website about a month before they hit stores. So if it's going to show up in stores, it's probably going to be one of those big envelopes, the specialty envelopes, that you can find that are usually not on sale, that are in the special cabinet. So I figured I would show this so all of you people who want to make their own Deadpool costume or their own Spidey suit or anything else like that, apparently now you can make it yourself. Thank you, Simplicity.
Yay, Deadpool.
Yes, very much Deadpool.
All the Deadpool everywhere. Okay, now you gotta turn off screen share.
There it goes. Say, I'm hitting the button, it's just not doing anything yet.
It takes a minute, so it's okay.
Yep.
You are forgiven.
Speaking of other patterns, I wanted to show these for the ladies. I mean, guys, if you want to use these, you can. I'm certainly not shaming, just they're not typically used by guys. So I had this guy. This is the new Sailor Fuku type outfit, the schoolgirl uniform that Simplicity has. It's $81.60. That's the number, not the price. And this actually is in stores. So you can pick this one up if you would like. And the other one I wanted to show, since steampunk is becoming more and more of a thing, that they've actually got a really good waist cincher slash corset pattern that's out And they're solid. I took a quick look at this one is 8129 simplicity for those who would like to use it. It has all sorts of uses. I know it's still Renaissance season out here for those who are hitting up Scarborough Fair for the next month and TRF in the fall. So there's that. There are other patterns out as well. Check Simplicity's website, of course, and they'll show you all their new stuff. Likewise, McCall is increasing their cosplay line. I know that they've got some new ones out by Yaya. There's a couple of frock coats. I know there are more corset type patterns, and there are others coming out. There's also, of course, Marvel, because everybody loves Marvel right now. So there's Wonder Woman costumes, and there are, of course, the usual comic costumes like Supergirl and excuse me, and Batgirl. There's not Catwoman yet. I'm sure that's coming. And they haven't had Captain America yet.
I like how you say there's all these Marvel, like everybody loves Marvel, and then you named three characters from the DC
That's why I also said comics. I was getting there. I
universe.
mean, they have Thor costumes, they've got Loki.
Yeah, of course they do.
Surprisingly, they don't have Black Widow.
No, that's not surprising in any way, shape, or form because comic book people are jerks like that.
They've got all these bodysuit type patterns coming out, but not Black Widow.
There's a rising backlash against that because there's not a, when you look at the amount of products that are available, it's a little bit more now than it was even a year ago. But the lack of representation for both Black Widow and Scarlet Witch from the last movie is just appalling. It is appalling. So yeah, there's a huge backlash.
I am actually slightly surprised that there's not more Scarlet Witch.
There really should
Because
be.
it's not such a showy costume. I mean, like showing skin. And it's not duplicative of something that already exists. So they could easily make that into a pattern.
They could. But
Okay.
you know.
And I would certainly enjoy seeing them do more of the men. Because, okay, you have Thor and Loki. Okay, what else? What else? That's it. They really haven't done very much with the guys. And that makes me very sad because there's a lot of representation for guys in Marvel and DC. Like in movies and comics and such, not in the patterns, which there should be. There's just less of guys' patterns in general.
There really are.
I am sad for them because guys need good patterns too. In fact, when the gentleman on the Akon forums was asking for help finding a certain character's stuff, I found that as I was browsing through Simplicity's catalog, looking for appropriately shaped patterns, because I mean, you guys know that when you look for patterns for things, don't look at the finished photo on the front.
Oh,
It
God,
doesn't
no.
matter how they use it. All you want is the right shape. So you have to look at the envelope back and see how it's shaped. So as I went looking through their catalog, I'm like, where's all the guys' patterns? There's maybe 10 out of the 200 they have in the cosplay category. Everything else is either for kids or for women. And the vast majority of the guys' patterns are all medieval. They're the basic tunics, the pants, the kilts. Occasionally, they'll have vest patterns, and then maybe a couple of overcoats, frock coats. That's it. That's all you get. Come on! I think they have six new patterns for steampunk for women. They have one for men.
Of course
One.
they do. Oh my goodness.
It's all the frilly things for the girls, and all the guys get are a couple of frock coats. That's it. Come on, Simplicity, you're better than this.
And I wonder if it's the stereotype of women being the only ones who sew, therefore they're the only ones who want to make chick stuff. Well, it's like, I've seen enough men at Joann's and at the fabric store, so I know it's not dominated by just us.
Men can sew and men like to wear costumes too. And
Yep.
women aren't always sewing for women. Sometimes women take commissions for dudes, for men. So we need to be able to have those sorts of patterns with which to make costumes for men, because reality check, they are not shaped like women.
Thank goodness they're
Break
not.
up, Tom. We are not shaped the same. There are some things, if you make a square coat, both genders can wear that to an extent. But some things, like pants, you have to shape them differently for obvious reasons. Shirts, you have to shape them differently for obvious reasons, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I feel like the pattern shops need an anatomy lesson. Come on, guys. Although, to be fair, Simplicity is getting better about the shaping of their men's garments. The few that they do have, they're actually getting better. They're more tailored.
Well, that's good. That's an improvement.
I will take it. But still, if there's any fashion designers out there, please help out the guys. Please submit patterns to Simplicity and McCall and Butterick and Vogue and New Look and everybody else that I'm not thinking of at the moment. Submit dudes' patterns to them, please. We'd like to have them.
It kind of, you know what, I think it kind of replicates it really well on Project Runway, which I'm still completely obsessed with and have been obsessed with since season one. They always tailor everything towards female designs, and that's how it is on every catwalk and every runway. It's women's designs, women's designs, women designs. You don't really get to see a whole lot of menswear. Or if you do see menswear, it's pretty much the same 10 looks over and over and over again. It's the sports coat, it's like the jackets, and it's like, okay. I know men want to wear different things too. And
They
we
want to
know
look
that they
pretty
do.
too.
Yeah, they definitely do, but they don't need 500 polo shirts of different colors. Like, that's their variety. Yeah, I don't buy that. So I don't know.
And
They'd be nice. Be nice to have something different.
if we want to see those sorts of looks, you can walk into any business in America and see it.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's like, but cosplay is not the corporate world. I
Cosplay
don't
is
think
special.
most of our cosplay would survive the corporate world.
I got a couple of, actually, you know what? I got maybe like three or four dresses that I could probably wear to work and get away with them because they're not flashy or flamboyant. They totally fit within business casual style. If I didn't do the wigs with them, I'd be okay.
I mean full on cosplay.
Or you
Not
pick
just
like,
wearing the clothing.
okay. Maybe Ace Attorney characters.
Pretty much that, or if you did a conservative school uniform,
Yeah, you can make that work.
that'd probably be about it. And maybe if you went formal, some of the Shinigami costumes from Bleach,
Yeah.
if you had nice hakama. Yeah, that about does it.
Everything else is like, wee.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Speaking of wearing costumes to work, happy belated Star Wars Day to everybody.
Yay! May the 4th and Revenge of the 5th.
I was going to say Star Wars Days now.
Days.
Yes. Also, happy belated Cinco de Mayo to our Hispanic listeners. No, it is not the 4th of July of Mexico, despite what media tries to tell us it is. That's in September.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, they try so hard to tell us that.
And it's not just a day where you use because it's obligatory. Although I can't complain about eating tacos that day, just don't do it because it's that day.
Day,
That's not what
right.
it represents. So happy belated all the holidays. Happy belated May Day since we haven't recorded since before May 1st.
Been busy.
All the holidays, all the
All the
holidays.
holidays and all the things and all the stuffs.
Yes. You can always tell what holidays are coming up by looking at the retail shelves.
Right? Oh my goodness. Like they're already putting out the 4th of July stuff. Like just get ready.
That's 2 months away, kids.
Yep. That's a lovely reminder.
It's okay. We'll get the Christmas stuff in soon enough.
Oh, dude, I've been looking at Christmas stuff like in January for work. So Christmas is already here.
And it's not the leftover stuff from last Christmas. It's the stuff for the coming
Coming
Christmas,
Christmas.
the 11-month away one.
It gets crazier and crazier every freaking year.
I can see it with fabric stores because the people who do the craft fairs in fall, they need their supplies early so that they can make all of their crafts over the summer that they're going to sell at the craft fair. That I can see why
That
you
makes
have Christmas
sense.
fabrics out early.
Yeah, that
That's
makes
okay.
sense.
But Christmas trees and all of the accoutrement and everything else? No, you don't need that in July. Wait, do the Christmas crafty stuff. That's cool. Leave everything else until after summer.
We haven't even had Labor Day yet. Like, can we do that first? Oh man.
I'll settle for getting through Memorial Day first.
Yeah, at the rate that we're going,
That's
yeah.
at the end of this month, for those who don't know.
Ugh, thanks for that reminder.
Hey, I have to work it.
Too much to get done before then. Not enough time!
I've screwed up so many times on this costume. I make stupid mistakes too, Potters, just like any other crafter, because I'm not perfect. I have already cut pieces for my pattern on the wrong bias,
Oh, whoops.
and thank God I have spare. But it still set me back quite a bit because then I had to trash the old pieces with all that sewing I just did and recut the pieces, and now I have to redo it. So I've already done that. I've already sewn pieces backwards, which is really easy to do with sleeves. It wasn't sleeves this time, it was something else, but same sort of thing. So I've already made that mistake, and there are just times when I can't hand sew fast enough. And this is just one of those things where my sewing machine does not play well with knit at all. So it actually is faster for me to hand sew this than to machine sew it, because I'd be sitting there messing with my sewing machine constantly. So if I'm lucky, I will have this done for Akon to wear on Saturday. If not, then I will just have to wear something else. And the reality is that most of my costumes are now several years old when I was still college sized and not mature woman sized. And so I probably do not fit into any of them now, which is awesome. It's like, yeah, this is the first convention I'm going to go to where I only have, I think, one costume that fits me right now. Awesome. And it'll be two if I finish this one.
Oh man. Yay for adulting.
My Pyrrha dress still fits, but it's cut incorrectly. It's tailored incorrectly to me, so it makes me look very pear-shaped when I am not very pear-shaped. So I actually need to widen the cut right here on my shoulders. This is out proper tailoring to my figure, but it means I have to redo the dress because I can't just add another piece of fabric here. There'd be a visible seam, and I don't want that. So I have to recut everything. But that takes time, and I just changed work schedules again. And yeah, I've had really low energy levels lately because of it.
Adulting.
Yep.
It's a thing, kids. You'll understand one day.
And they'll go, "Can't I just go back to being a kid again?"
Yeah, that, I asked that a lot. It'd be really awesome if I could.
I did want to say that I found this BBC article, a British Broadcasting Company. They do the news out in the UK. It's called The Cosplay Kids of Myanmar, which is now, I believe, called Burma, in pictures. And they had their eighth cosplay and otaku festival. And it's apparently a big thing out there. And the pictures on this are really cute, because they're young kids. So you can see people, there's a Fu from Magic Knight Rare, there's an Elsa, there's a Jack Frost. I can't tell who that is standing next to them from Naruto.
It's somebody.
There's High School of the Dead cosplay. There's Panty and Stocking. There's Lolita. And there's even little Kigurumis, which are very cute. And of course, you can see the progress of them all putting on their wigs and putting on their makeup and doing their thing. And This sounds so much like a con when it says, while the first day resembled a nervous school dance, by the second day, the building was awash with brightly colored outfits and cartoonish fake weapons. Yep, that's con. Really
that's
awkward
life.
People getting together, kind of awkward toward each other, and then somebody breaks the ice with the one series that they all love in common, and all of a sudden, you have fam. That's a con.
It's con life.
It is con life. And so, of course, the final pictures all together are of people sitting on the floor, laughing, having a good time, you know, going over their dealer's den purchases, eating food, and just generally hanging out and having a good time. It was a really cute looking article. They took good pictures. It's not the most intensive journalistic story, but it doesn't have to be. It just shows the coolness of cosplay around the world. So I really appreciated that.
Cosplay is definitely a state of mind and a lifestyle.
I'm kind of eager to see some of these other cosplay guests at ACON.
Dude, they've got a lot of guests this year. Like, I'm on staff and even I'm like, dude, this is a lot of guests. Like, how did this happen?
And they're all doing panels, which is awesome.
Means Camcorder is going to be very, very busy.
Camcorder is going to be extremely busy. Like, there are so many panels that I want to go to for these guys that I don't think I physically can.
Probably can't, yeah.
Because I am one body that is not Schrodinger's cat that cannot be in multiple spaces and times altogether.
And we have to combat with my schedule as well, because I have three panels and I'm sure we'll clash with some of those.
It's just one of those things where it's like, I got one of those people that goes to a con for the panels and I have to picky choosy.
Yeah, who was it? Somebody was making fun of that the other day. They were like, you go to the convention to go to panels? That's so lame. And I was like, no, it's not lame. It's actually a lot of fun. You learn a lot of new
I go to learn
that
things.
Way. Yeah. You meet new people. You find out new stuff. That's how I get into certain anime series now is by going to panels.
Say, I don't go to cons to buy things because I can always get them online. And I don't say that because I don't want to support local stores. That isn't it. It's that generally I will want something custom that they don't have at their booth, that they can't sit there and make for me right there. So I'll say, do you have this in purple? And they'll say, no, but you can order it at our store. So that's what I do. So I don't go to buy stuff from the dealer's den. I do go to see friends, but generally my friends all have their own agenda. They're all doing their own thing. So it's not like we're sitting there hanging out for hours because they're off doing their thing and I'm off doing mine. Eat, obviously. Eat? What? Food at a con? What?
It exists.
There's no food at a con.
It exists.
It's ramen.
Yeah, unless it's ramen.
There, I finally did the stitching on one of my panels, my back
Yay!
Panel. All the top stitching is done and the basting on the sides is done. So now I gotta do my front. And then I gotta do my pants. Pants are important.
Pants are very important. Pantsuit all the way.
Yes.
Actually, that's what I was working on earlier. Let me pull this out. I was making myself... Is this the right way? Yeah, it is the right way. I was making myself some booty shorts.
Nice.
Because you never know. And I like being overly cautious about crap like that. So I'm like, I'll make myself a pair just to be safe.
I did amusingly notice that in a forum that I will not name, just for people's privacy, that it is not widely liked how much Dallas Fan Expo is costing the weekend of ACON. or I believe it may technically be Dallas Comic Con, but it's under the Fan Expo name.
Yeah, okay, so the one in May is now called Fan Expo. The one in...
The one that's usually in May.
Yeah, the one in May is now officially called Fan Expo. Mm-hmm. The Fan Days one is the February show, and the Dallas Comic Con one is the September, August, October one, whatever date they choose.
Right.
One in fall. There we go. It took me a while to figure that out because they keep changing the stupid name.
Uh-huh.
Dark
also,
names.
I am very sad with this knit that I ended up getting from Golden Ore. I'll finish my story in a second, but this knit actually tears really badly.
Aw, that sucks.
That must have been why it was in the clearance room.
Probably.
Because it has a great hand to it, but if I pull it even just a little bit past what apparently is a very low limit, it tears.
Oh, that sucks.
And I'm like, oh, I spent all this time on my Aurelia costume and it's going to end up being one of those one or two wear things because it's going to tear.
That sucks.
Great. Well, it's a good thing I made a bunch of mistakes on the prop. But back to a Fan Expo. It costs a lot of money just to get in.
Yeah.
And not only that, but apparently they're making certain panels separately ticketed, specifically their Doctor Who panel.
Oh, they are actually ticketing that sucker? Oh.
And it's a paid ticket. It's not, oh, well, here's a raffle. We only have 30 tickets. Sign up and we'll just choose 30 people out of this pool. Nope, you have to buy them separately.
Man, they are nickel and diming the crap out of their attendees this year.
They are. And what amused me is that now there's a bunch of people basically saying, well, this is going to be my last year because I can't afford to go anymore.
Yeah, you can't. Now, see, here's my thing. At this point, because I know a number of people who still haven't bought their passes, and they're like, well, this will be my last year because it's going to cost too much. If it's already costing too much now, why are you still going to spend the money? Because DCC is going to consider that a win. They don't care if you don't come next year. They just care if you come now. Take that money and do something else with it.
They have to pay for all those guests that they brought this year, which they brought a metric boatload of guests this year. And I know in a way that was kind of to try and get people away from Akon. But realistically, your prices, despite the guests, are now driving people toward Akon.
Yeah, exactly. That's the one thing that I keep telling people too. It's like, you know, what can I do differently that weekend? And it's like, if you really want to get the autographs from those celebrities at DCC, do that. But consider coming to Akon afterwards because we have almost 24/3, because it's 3 days, 24 hours, haha, programming. We have tons of panels, all brand new content, all of them unique content. You'll have something from video games and anime and manga to comic books and to superheroes and everything in between. There's always something going on. There's always something to do. And you don't have to pay anything extra. It's you buy the ticket to get in. That's it. And that to me seems like a bargain.
You don't have to attend Akon all weekend. You can choose to attend one day if you want to.
And that seems like a bargain by comparison.
Or you can just go to DCC Fan Expo during the day and then come to the dances at night at Akon.
Yeah. All are welcome.
Yes. As long as you are properly attired for whichever dance you choose to go to, because certain dances, i.e. the masquerade ball, do actually have dress code. But it's not hard to meet it.
Yeah, no, it really isn't. I made a oopsie and I accidentally tangled my thread. Dang it. No! Oh, so for those who are wondering what the heck I'm doing, I'm bedazzling my boots. Because I need to bedazzle more stuff for this costume.
See, I actually considered, depending on the panel schedule for Sunday this year, is I'm considering doing the charity banquet.
Oh, okay.
And eating the awesome food and hanging out on Sunday and just networking.
You do that. I think the banquet's at the same time as my panel.
That I don't know, because I will say that the schedule is not currently finalized.
Oh, no, of course not.
There's still a lot of work yet to be done, guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Where's the
there's a
schedule?
lot.
Where's the schedule? The schedule is so huge this year that it's taking a lot of time to schedule right because there are so many panels.
Yeah, I don't think people realize just how much work has gone into just getting all this content in.
And
It's ridiculous.
this year is bigger than last year in terms of the number of panels. I mean, there are a ton of panels this year, you guys. Seriously, I'm not saying that to exaggerate. There are really a lot of panels, and part of that is because, as you guys may or may not know, the water park is probably not going to be done in
Oh
time
no,
for
the
April.
water park is not going to be done. That's confirmed. We don't know is if the sculpture garden will even be available. That's still unconfirmed.
And since, I mean, this isn't addressing photo shoots necessarily, but since the water park is not going to be available for entertainment purposes, say taking your kid or going out and just having fun at the water park, they wanted to make sure that everybody has enough to do in its place. And so there are a ton more panels now, which is a good thing. I would have liked the water park, but I appreciate having more choice in panels.
And it seemed like this year too that they got a lot of good quality panels in the mix. So I've already seen a couple from friends that I'm like, oh, I kind of want to attend that. That could actually be kind of cool.
And please note, they did not allow voting on panels. Excuse me.
Festival. Did
Sorry.
a little bug in your throat?
Yeah.
Little tickle back there?
I did get a little tickle. I think there's a hair back there.
Oh, we're so bad.
Sorry, not sorry. Hashtag.
Hashtag a sorry, not sorry. All right, so you're obviously working on Aurelia right now, or I'm assuming.
You just broke up there. You sounded very robotic.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was asking, are you working on Aurelia right now?
Yeah, it's one of those things where because I didn't have any energy and I sat in front of my computer, this is pretty much the one thing I can work on while I'm sitting in front of my computer.
Gotcha.
But what I'm going to end up having to do, I think, is putting it down so that I can whip through redoing the dress if that's possible. At the very least, I need to repattern. And I can do that quickly. I don't know if I can sew the dress quickly.
Have faith in you.
But we shall see. We basically have about a month, guys, between now and con start. It's actually a little
You
bit
got a
less than a
month.
month. I wasn't finished.
I love you, Amber.
Actually, a little bit less than a month. But given that some of us have to work on the holiday, there's even less time. So I'm doing what I can, basically. If I have to wear one costume all 3 days, then that's fine too. If I have to make Paris dress work again for another year, I can. No, this isn't, I'm not going to break the bank over this. I can't really afford to anyway. Because I had a nice casual outfit I wanted to sew too, but I know for a fact I'm not going to have the time to do it for this year. So it just means I'll have to make big plans for next year.
You make it work. We
And at
do the
least
thing.
I don't have a house to worry about now, so now I can spend my time happy cosplaying over the summer instead of
Right.
struggling to sell my house. So I have a lot of ground to make up. And I mean, there are crafting projects I want to do around the house too, because I still want to make valances and curtains for my windows and such. And a quilt. I still have fabric to make a quilt for my bed.
Holy crap, yay. How long have you had that fabric? I think it's been a
2 years.
couple of years. Yeah, I was supposed to say it's been a couple of years now, hasn't it?
It has, and it's more of every time I sit down to go and work on it, cosplay.
Cosplay.
Cosplay or real life in the form of house.
Cosplay happened. That's why I
I
have my
also
quilt.
changed beds though. Since I changed beds, it actually changed sizes too. So I actually had to change the size of the quilt.
Same color scheme?
I don't know.
Hmm.
I'm thinking it will probably be the same color scheme, but I'm going to use different fabric
Oh, okay.
because my mom found the old curtains I had from my bedroom when I lived at home, and they're this nice dusty purple. It's
Oh.
probably a good 1, 2, 3, 8 yards of just standard purple broadcloth. And it's like, you know, I could use all the purple broadcloth that I had bought for the quilt, and I could make those nice fancy curtains for my shower. They have the pictures on Pinterest where it shows the double curtains, and then it has a valance up top
Yeah.
for making your bathroom look elegant. And it's like, well, if I'm going to be here for 5 or 6 years, I may as well make the place look good.
Yeah, dress it up a little bit. Do it your way.
So I can use my quilting fabric for that, and then I'll trade and use the curtain fabric for the quilt.
Yeah, there you go. That'll be nice.
Because then I can use the rest of the broadcloth I just bought, since it was 60% off. I went and bought enough for curtains for this window that sits next to me, which currently has my old knit fabric as a curtain.
Yeah.
Because this is the knit fabric that on the back side has a bunch of gold Chinese dragons on it, and this is what I wanted to use to make my casual outfit for Akon.
Oh.
Because this is actually good knit. I got this on clearance at Walmart. They didn't know what to do with it, and nobody bought it. But it's nice fabric. So I wanted to make just loose pants and one of those nice brocade tops with the sash, and that's it. Nice and comfy. Easy to wear in summer. But to do that, I have to make new curtains to put in place of the curtain that's already there, because otherwise people can just randomly look inside my apartment and go, "Oh, hey, what are you doing?" I don't want random people looking inside my apartment. If I could, I'd frost my windows, and that way I wouldn't have to worry about it. My apartment is so messy. With all of the sewing I've been doing, my Aurelia fabric is kind of everywhere,
Oh
along
man,
with all of my prop scraps from when I made her blades.
you're preaching to the choir right now. I've got so many sequins and just random sparkly green things everywhere, and they're following me to work now. It's pretty bad.
My apartment looks so terrible, and yet I know that once Akon is over, I'm going to end up cleaning it up. And it'll stay that way for about 3 days.
Oh
Actually, no.
yeah.
I give myself about 2 weeks after the con because I will have earned a break at that point from doing anything, because I will have worked my butt off by the time the con comes around. 2 weeks, and then I start taking out stuff for the next project.
Oh goodness.
I've already added stuff to my cosplay list, my wish list, because I want to do Yoroishi from Bleach, her orange jacket outfit. I want to do that one. And I want to do Asura from Fire Emblem Fates, which will be nice. There was one more. I keep forgetting. There was one more cosplay that I suddenly saw and I was like, "Oh, I want to do that." Oh, Umi's school uniform from Magic Knight Rayearth.
Oh,
I just
okay.
got the school uniform. I actually have just enough fabric left over from doing her cape that it's the right color for her jacket. And then I have just hopefully enough left over of the jade color from Irelia's pants. I know it's not the right fabric for a skirt, but I don't care because it's the right color and I don't want to have to buy more fabric. I want to use up what I have and I can make the skirt. And then it's like, oh, I could just toss over the white shirt I have from Pura and done. That's it.
Yeah, you
Yes.
could. You could.
Because I already have the wig and the headband. The older I get, the more I just want to do the comfy stuff for cons, especially as press. And I'm wanting less to do the armor heavy ones, even though I still can do the armor. It's like it's a little bit harder to have to worry about because you have to get it in one piece to the con, wear it and hope it stays one piece at the con. And then take it home and hope it stays one piece while you store it. And with Texas heat being the way it is, it's harder because that makes it hard to use thermoplastics of any kind and adhesives of pretty much any temporary kind. because it's Texas.
Yay, Texas.
Two things I wanted to also share that were in the news, because there was so much in the cosplay news world. One was that Clinton shared a story with me that's been going around the RPF about people who are putting the ball inflation needles on their glue guns. They're the little tips that you use for air pumps to fill up balls, exercise balls. So people have been hot gluing them to their glue guns to make a detail-oriented hot glue gun. While this may seem like a good idea, guys, you have to realize how hot glue works. Hot glue is actually a thermoplastic, if you didn't know. It is actually a tube of plastic that has a low melting temperature. So when the hot glue gun heats it up, it becomes liquid plastic, and then you stick things together with it. And this is why some things don't bond very well, because plastic does not make a terribly good bond. It's not really meant to be that great of an adhesive. But it works. Anyways, if you try and put plastic down that needle shank, remember that thermoplastic is only formable when it's hot, when it's liquid. If it cools down just below its melting point, it becomes hard and then you can't mold it anymore. Well, as the hot glue sits in that needle shank, it's not being heated by the cool off, which means it's going to harden in the shank of the needle and then you can't squirt your hot glue anymore. So basically, if you wanted to do it that way, you'd have to cut off about an eighth or a quarter of an inch long. That's it, about yay long. And if you're going to do that, you may as well just buy a detail hot glue gun to begin with.
Yeah, if you're gonna go through all that effort and trouble, just get the detailer.
It's a nice hack. Just science will defeat you. You will gum a glue gun. And they do sell the detail hot glue guns are 10 bucks. They're
Yeah,
cheap.
they're super duper cheap now. Like, I went ahead and bought one. I mean, they're cheap.
So just buy one outright, save yourself the trouble. I do like the ingenuity of the hack. Don't get me wrong, it is creative and it was totally something I would have done if I didn't realize that this is how hot glue works. So there you go. Okay, the other thing that I wanted to share is a Kickstarter that they have going around, and I'm sure this has gone around on RPF at the very least, maybe North Texas Cosplay, but they're now kickstarting a 3D printer, and the company is called Makeu, and it's spelled very oddly. I think it's Mayku. It's Makeu. But they have a desktop-sized vacuform machine. And it is very nifty. I will give them that. It's a very good design. It's very portable. It takes all sorts of plastic sheets of many types. All you have to do is cut it to shape because it has a specific shape you have to put it in since it sits on rods that you basically shove down. It is similar in design to Vulpins. If you've seen Vulpins Instructable on instructables.com, where it has the heating box up top, you have your little heating coil in the box that's up here. So the plastic is held up against the heating element until it's nice and soft and spongy. And then you lower it down on these four metal rods. So you just go punk. And the box at the bottom has all the little holes in it, like pegboard. And you attach your vacuum cleaner to a port in the side. And then you turn on the vacuum and it sucks down the hot plastic until it forms all around your little pieces. Vacuform 101. That's how they work. This particular one, I want to say, is about yay big, about that long, about that wide, and about, I'd say, yay tall. So, say maybe about 15 inches tall. It doesn't have a very large working field. I think its print space is maybe slightly more than your average 6-inch cube 3D printer. The thing is, though, is that it's 350 bucks. And money, considering build a vacuform machine for quite a bit less. So while it is a fantastic little machine, I can't back it. I wouldn't get enough use out of it for 350 bucks. It'd take me a couple of years to get that kind of use out of it. It is very cool, though. You can go and Google Kickstart Make You Vacuform Machine. I'm sorry if I said 3D printer earlier for some reason. It's Vacuform Machine.
You did, but that's okay.
Thanks. You didn't
I
correct
didn't
me.
even realize that it was, I had no idea that this thing
Anyways.
existed. To be frankly honest, I had no clue it existed until you started talking about vacuum forms, and I was like, wait, eh.
No, the 3D printer was the other one, and I know I already talked about this one on the show. It's the cell phone powered one. That's also Kickstarter. I'm
Oh,
trying to look up the name of the
yeah.
company. I've already spoken about this one.
You did, yeah. That took me a minute to remember.
I don't know if it's still up with its Kickstarter. I think the Kickstarter on this one may have ended.
Should still be
OLO.
legit.
Yeah, OLO is the 3D printer that's
Oh, okay.
Kickstarted. And that was the one I had in the back of my mind because these both came almost back to back on each other.
Gotcha.
But Makeu is the Vacuform, Olo is the 3D printer. The ones that are desk sized.
That's so strange that the technology keeps getting better and better, that we can do crap like this for cheaper and cheaper.
It certainly keeps getting more portable. Because I know at least in the case of Olo, the 3D printer, they actually sell a little portable case where you can carry the printer with you. You can literally go and set up at a con booth and make people things and just carry it all with you. Although you wouldn't be able to make them very fast because it still takes 48 hours for those.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Although with the Vacuform machine, those you could do almost instantly. Because that's basically just as fast as you can heat up the plastic. Evenly, might I add, because uneven plastic does not form well. And that's the hard part about building vacuform machines, is you have to heat the plastic evenly. But still, very cool. This is basically bringing makerspace into the homes of people. And I know the Dallas Makerspace just did a duct tape dummy form workshop on Friday.
Yay, duct tape dummies.
I was tempted to go. I didn't
All
have a
hail.
shirt that I was willing to cut up, though.
All hail the duct tape dummies.
They are very useful. You have to admit.
Oh no, they are most definitely useful. I would never mock a duct tape dummy because they come in handy, that is for sure. All hail the duct tape dummy. Okay.
Hail.
Hail! I'm having fun trying not to prick myself with my shoes. Always a joy.
See, the one technology I'm waiting for that hasn't yet come out is HoloLens. Which, for
One
those who
day.
don't know, is kind of the equivalent of Oculus for Windows. It's specifically meant to integrate with Windows. And the reason I am waiting for it, because I can already hear the Apple people screaming at me and the anti-Windows 10 people screaming at me. I know, I know. Windows 10 is not the best thing since sliced bread. I know.
You mean all two of them?
I get it. However, the demos that they have done with HoloLens involve prototyping in 3D space, where you can actually prototype something on the computer, and then with HoloLens on, you can actually see it in 3D space in front of you, like a hologram, and manipulate it with your hands. Because it has sensors on it that are similar to the whammy bars on Xbox One. So that would be really cool to be able to have for prototyping cosplay props. That's why I like it, because I want to prototype in front of me where I can manipulate it in front of me as though it were really there. Windows aside, it's really cool. I would like to call out Hancock Fabrics.
Yeah.
It's been almost 3 months. In fact, it has been past 3 months now since they announced their bankruptcy. Fabric is still currently 40% off, and apparently they raised their prices before marking it down. What? This
They want
is
to get every
when
nickel and dime that they possibly can.
I guess so, 'cause this is when I would be typing the lol what face
Yeah.
and just putting Hancock Kappa. What are you doing? This is not how you liquidate, and this is why there's nobody going into those stores unless it's to buy patterns, which are 60% off. And even then, I'm sure that that's 60% off the regular marked MSRP.
Yeah, more than likely.
Even Joann's automatically marks off their patterns to 50% off MSRP. That's before sales. That's their standard price, is 40 or 50% off the MSRP. So you'll never pay more than 15 bucks for a pattern regularly. So it's like, dude, this is not a sale. This isn't
No.
even a regular sale, let alone a going out of business discount sale.
It's a ripoff, is exactly what it is. It's nothing but a blatant ripoff. And actually, one of my coworkers was going to Hancock's last weekend, and she wanted some suggestions for some curtain fabric. And I was like, look, let me just save you the trouble. Just don't even bother going. Go to Joann's website, print out their 40% off coupon, and go there instead. You'll thank yourself later. She decided to go to Hancock's anyway, and she's ended up texting me, and she was like, I was in Hancock's for about 5 minutes. Everything was so overpriced, even when it was on sale. I'm going to Joann's now, and I was like, yeah, you should have listened to me. Should have listened to me.
Because they raised their prices first.
That makes no sense. Like, I understand that you're going out of business. You want to try to recoup some of your losses. I get
The
it. I get it.
liquidators want to recoup the money.
Yeah, I mean, I understand. But that's not, no one's gonna buy stuff if you do that.
They'll just take a write-off for whatever is left over. They don't care if they sell it. They just want whatever money they can get. Which, unfortunately, like you said, is not a sale when you compare it to competitors like
Yeah.
Joann's, who regularly have these 40% off coupons that work even if there's not a sale going.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Or worse, when you get these big holiday type deals, when they do things like Daffodil Dash or Memorial Day type sales, when it's even more discounted. So unless Hancock's is planning on having a giant Memorial Day sale where they mark everything off about double what it is now, there's really not a reason to go in there. I thought about going in there because I got an email saying that special occasion fabrics and suitings and everything were 50% off. And I was like, okay, that's a decent price. Until I read that they had raised their prices first, and then I was like, nope, done. We're out of here.
Yeah, it's not even worth the effort.
Worth the gas.
No, definitely not worth the gas, that's for sure.
So I went and I got my curtain fabric from Joann's instead.
Woohoo!
And one of these days I will try Yaya's fabric.
You know what? And I know as much as that whole thing blew up and then I made it worse and broke the internet. Really, her stuff is not that bad. If you get a coupon with it, the spandex
No,
is pretty good.
I have nothing against her stuff, actually. I have
Yeah.
nothing against her fabrics or her name being on them. It's that I
No.
haven't found a use for it yet.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of her stuff is very specific. I haven't found anything that's good for generic. Some of the spandex could probably get away with for generic stuff. I really would like to use the brocades. I'm just not a fan of the color option. So it's like, if I have like a fancy Chinese-esque dress that I want to do, maybe I'll look into it. But it's like, But yeah, they're very specific. So if you have a certain reason to use those fabrics, go use those fabrics. There's nothing wrong with them.
Because I was looking at some of the stretch suede potentially for when I do my Pira Jedi.
Oh my God, that stretch suede is so cool. I did not know stretch suede existed. Like, and I love stretch fabric.
I actually, the moleskin I used on Arwen is almost a stretch suede.
Oh, really?
It has a
Interesting.
lot of give to it.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, Joann sells it. It's part of their So Classics Moleskine.
I almost have no reason
It's
to ever
decent
use
stuff.
moleskin, so I tend to stay away from it.
It's decent stuff. It has a nap very much like suede.
Oh, okay.
So
Interesting.
it's basically stretchy suede.
Huh.
I think it's dry clean only, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, that would make sense. I
Because
could
some
see
of their
that.
So Classics are hand washable. I just, something in the back of my brain says, no, that wasn't one of them.
Time to Google. Oh, I didn't know if you knew this, but I just found out because the Joann's I typically visit just started carrying these. They now have 6 mm craft foam.
They've actually carried it for a little while.
Yeah, I know it wasn't at all locations, but I was like, oh, they have some here, and I immediately bought like 3 of them.
Well, the thing is, and I kind of wish they had changed this a little bit, but it's more on the manufacturer, which is Durice. It's more on them than it is on Joann's. But the 6 mm foam sheets they sell are half the size of the standard 3 mm sheets,
Yeah, that's the only
which
sucky
makes
part.
it very limited whenever you're trying to make any sort of armor accessories with them. Great for jewelry, fantastic for jewelry, and for small accessories like crowns. But if you want to make anything larger, say something that goes around your forearm, like gauntlet, you can't unless you have multiple sheets that you glue together. So my complaint is, I wish they sold the 11 by 17 sheets of the 6 mil.
I think I could make it work, but I'm also really tiny in the arms. No, what I'm going to be using this for is I'm making a visor and a headpiece. So the second I saw that it had something this thick, I was like, oh, I need multiple sheets of this now.
Yeah, they've actually sold it for at least a year because I bought some last year. I always stock up whenever foam goes on sale, and I'll get some of the 6 mil, and then I get the roll, the one that's $7.99. I get the 60-inch by 36-inch roll
I love
of the
that
two
roll.
mil.
Yeah. That roll is awesome.
If ever you guys need to make armor pieces that need foam, and you need a large unseamed piece of foam where you don't have to glue it together, go to Joann's and get the roll, and you'll see them. They're on the shelf. They're $7.99 regularly, so just get a coupon. 60 inches by 36 inches. So that's more than enough to at least get you a breastplate, front and back. Or you can do multiple little pieces like gauntlets and greaves and all that other stuff.
Which is what I
Or
ended up
belt.
using mine for. Yeah.
I mean, you can take a long piece of foam, a long strip of foam, and cover it with vinyl and make it into a belt so that it's got some body to it. You can use it as strapping. You can stitch through foam, incidentally, with a sewing machine and hand sewing.
I love that about craft foam.
It does slightly, ever so slightly, damage the structural integrity of it. Just don't put too much weight hanging off of it, or don't thread, and you should be fine. It's just like any other kind of non-woven fabric. So just don't put too much stress on it, and don't worry about it tearing. It shouldn't. So yes, you can do that. Yes, you can glue it. I mean, you can do all the regular things that you can do with foam. I know that GSTQ, God Save the Queen Fashions, has been doing a lot with foam as almost an armor on her bodysuits for Deadpool, where she'll sandwich foam underneath the fabric and then stitch directly around the foam so it gives these upraised patterns.
I've
So
done that.
if you needed to do, say, abs on a costume, that would be a really neat way of doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Or if you need to do any other sort of upraised patterns, you can literally just sandwich the foam down and then stitch around it almost like applique. I mean, you can even use a zipper foot if you want to.
I have totally done that before. It
I
works
figured you had.
wonders. I love craft foam. Like, you can't get me turned on to thermoplastics, but anything craft foam related, I am there. Just sign me up. I am totally for it. I love craft foam.
Craft foam is just not plastic. It is an open-celled sponge, basically.
Sponge!
You can get closed cell, incidentally, if you want it. OpenCell is why foam is so hard sometimes to paint or adhere to things, because it's porous. So that if you want to smoothly paint it, you basically have to fill in all the holes, which is why we prime craft foam when you make armor.
Yep.
You're basically filling in all the little potholes, and then you make it nice and smooth, which is why you sand until the cows come home, and then you sand again the next day. Then you put your paint down. Oh, another thing I saw. And I saw this in the store today as I was getting groceries.
Oh, good.
And I'm mildly curious. Krylon has a new line called Shortcuts. It is a tiny thing of spray can paint, rattle can, about yay big.
Oh, yeah, they've had those for a while, yeah.
And they have metallics.
Yep.
And they have chrome. And it is specifically meant for hobby use. So I'm kind of curious if the chrome is actually chrome.
That's a good question. I have not had a chance to try out their chrome. The metallics, I've used their golds and their silvers before, and they come out fantastic. They're perfect because they're just pint size. You can get your spraying done in one hit. You're good. The chrome, I'm really curious about.
Because the color on the lid does not suggest actual chrome.
Okay.
It suggests a silver.
Okay.
So I'm kind of mildly curious that next time I may go in and try it.
Yeah.
Just to see if it's actually chrome. Like, I don't mean to the point of chrome plating. I know it's not that. But to the point where it's, you know, mirror finish type chrome. As opposed to just matte silver.
Yeah.
Which is what the can lid is.
We want it to pass off as chrome light.
Yes. I don't want them to call it chrome if it's not actually
chrome.
Pretty darn close to chrome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And chrome's got a very distinctive look to it.
Yep. I did also note that they have spray E6000 now.
Yes, they do.
It is very expensive, by the way. It's almost $9 a can.
Jeez.
So if you really want this stuff, I hope you're willing to pay for it, because it's just as expensive as gesso now.
Man. That's expensive.
They have all sorts of nifty things that come in a can now.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not talking like old school cheese in a can kind of things. I'm talking cosplay products in a can. Mostly adhesives and paints.
It's like, what kind of crafting supply can you stick into a can?
Pretty much anything that will mix with aerosol.
Pretty much.
Gone over there. Walmart, you have a terrible flower selection for Mother's Day, incidentally. I went over there looking for artificial flowers to add to my mother's bouquet, since apparently you can no longer make your own bouquet out of the flowers you want. They only sell pre-mades, and you have to pick from what they have.
Uh-huh.
It's like, but I know what kind of flowers my mother likes, and these aren't it. But they do have small bouquets of the ones she does like. I just couldn't find any additives to go with it.
Right.
So I went looking for like decent artificial flowers to kind of fill in, like baby's breath style or alstroemeria or something. And they had very few of those. So that was where I saw the adhesives. Also, they do, for some unknown reason, they do not carry black washi tape. Washi tape is paper tape, guys. It's Japanese paper tape. Usually used to apply to surfaces that you do not wish to damage by putting actual tape down on them, like scrapbooking. Or occasionally on doors for renters to actually put it back the way it was before they move out.
Yeah.
I wanted to put black edging around the white boards to give it a little more contrast, because I don't want to put up wallpaper. Washi tape should be sufficient. But I have to find it in black. I don't want to over-purple my apartment. All the things, so many things, so little time.
So much to do, so little time to do it.
Always, man.
That's always the case. That sucks.
Okay, the last thing I wanted to share, did you see the TARDIS dress?
There's like 500 of them, so which one?
The one that went around on the RPF with the skirt panel that went open, showing
no.
The real... Okay, I have to show you this. Oh, this was so freaking cool. Like, I flipped out. This is the best thing I've seen since the Hunger Games dress that transformed. This does not transform, incidentally. Okay, I may have to Google this because it's been a little while since the post was made.
Yeah, I'm not on RPF as often as you are, apparently.
Well, see, I follow the RPF avidly because I'm a prop maker.
I don't do no props. I sew
Okay, this
things and they
picture
become
has to
pretty.
exist. Where? Oh, come on, Google, you suck. There it is. It's from Pinterest, but that's okay. It's the same dress.
We'll take it.
This is all that matters. Okay, where the that? Oh, Google, come on. Give me the chat box. There you go. There.
Like how she's sending it to me instead of us doing the screen share. Oh yeah, I've seen this before.
I can do the screen share too.
Yeah, this is quite old actually. This is not very new.
That doesn't have to be. It's from the RPF. There you go. Now you guys can see the dress. This is a really creative idea. Like, this was so well done. It's so cool.
I have a feeling that we probably featured it as a cosplay of the day, but I honestly cannot remember.
We may have.
But yeah, we've definitely have seen that dress before. It's really cool, really well thought out. I like it when people use panels of their garments to create other aspects of it.
And it's very well detailed too, if you look at it. It looks almost watercolor, but it still has an insane amount of detail, and it's really well proportioned too. And I'm pretty sure that those are Velcro strips on the end of her dress, the panel.
Probably.
They're either magnets or they're Velcro, one of the two. Because they'd have to be to hold it securely across her. It's like, oh, that is so cool.
I love stuff like that. That always makes me giddy.
Yes.
That's the fun thing about cosplay, too, is that you can just do whatever the heck you want with it. It's crafting your fandom your way.
And with this being comic weekend, free comic day and such, there's a lot more of this going around.
Yeah, it's kind of nice to see all the photos popping up on my social media feed of people and their kids dressing up. They typically don't do that, so it's just like, oh, that's so cool. More people are getting into it.
And they're dragging their family members into it too.
Ah. Everyone must get
Especially with
involved.
things like Star Wars Day, where of course all the kids are Jedi. I'm noticing that when they're young, they're Jedi. When they get bigger, suddenly they become Sith.
Because it's more fun being the bad guy. But you know what's funny though is that whenever you see a bunch of like Jedi and Sith and all these people together and you see kids run up to them, they typically go to the Sith first. Like they like going to the bad guys first and then they'll go to the good guys, or like they'll only focus on the bad guys. And so it's just like kids are
Because they want to
funny.
hit the bad guys.
No, kids are actually very genuinely interested in talking to me and all that stuff. It's kind of funny.
They believe the myth that the dark side has cookies.
We have cookies, we have coffee, and I learned recently that we've got puppies too. So, how can you not adore the dark side?
Because the light side has wine and cheese and kitties and cats rule the internet.
Oh, psh. I can't have dairy anyway, so I'll have my coffee. Thanks.
You do that.
I'm almost done stitching with my shoes. Yay! I'm frantically trying to get this completed so I can move on to the next task. It's
Isn't that
like,
what all of cosplay is? Quick,
yeah,
let's
well.
finish this one thing so we can move on to the next.
It was just too much to get done in a very limited amount of time to do it because, on top of all this, I'm finalizing all my panel content. which I'll be practicing and reading on my plane ride to and from Fanime, so.
Yeah, I was asked why I don't volunteer at con for Akon, and I was like, I've already gotten torn so many directions at once, especially having just been press, and that was after I had stopped paneling, that I can't handle it. I really can't.
It's a
Not
lot
if
of
I expect
work.
to be able to have fun. It
Yeah.
is. You guys may not know if you haven't ever volunteered behind the scenes for a con, but it takes a lot of organizational work, and I don't just mean planning, just managerial and secretarial type work in general to get everything together, to keep it together, and then to have to be able to smoothly pivot and make changes because something always happens. So, like, people would say, "Where's the schedule? Where's the schedule? Why isn't it out yet?" Well, it's because we're still working with the guests to get their panels scheduled, or somebody had something come up and they have to do their panel at this time, but there's a panelist that can only do their panel at that time, and now we need another room. And it's like,
Or people cancel, and some people haven't confirmed their panels, or there's always something.
and somebody has to enter in all of those entries for guidebook.
I am done sewing. I am so happy. The bling is strong with this one. Though I think I'm not going to use any more sequins. I think I'm done with sequins for the time being.
These are not the sequins you are looking for.
I think I have, I want to say 40 to 50 yards of sequins still. I have no idea what I'm going to do with them. I think I may just put them up on eBay for $3 and be like, someone take them off my hands, please. I do not need these sequins. The bling is everywhere as is. Just making it worse. All right, on to gemming. Because that's better.
Yeah. I saw that they announced that Matt Mercer is coming to Akon.
Yep.
And as soon as they started putting in there all of the things that he has done, and I just kind of sat there going, "Really? Really? He was that guy?"
Yeah, Matt's done a ton of stuff.
Apparently.
He's all over the place. Typically, he does the announcing for Anime Matsuri's costume contest.
Ah, okay.
So yeah, he's got a lot of fame and clout behind him.
As someone on the forums had told me, since he actually does two of the voices in the video game I'm currently moving through, which is called Pillars of Eternity. And they were like, "Oh, well, he voices these two guys in the video game." And I kind of sat there going, "Wait a second, I have both of those guys in my party." So apparently he can argue with himself. And now I want to go and make that happen.
It's really funny when you get like one or two voice actors who do like a whole cast of characters, and you're just like, huh, wonder how they have these lovely discussions with themselves.
Because I know they're recorded separately, but it is kind of funny since it sounds like he's arguing with himself.
It gets to be really, really funny. I have a number of those moments whenever I play Mass Effect, because Mark Meer, who does the voice of male Commander Shepard, also does a couple of the aliens and like some of the NPCs. So there are just moments where I'm sitting there thinking, you just punched yourself. How do you feel?
And of course, I have this image in my head of some reporter holding up a microphone to their face going, "So how do you feel having punched yourself?" This is kind of like,
Like, this was a thing? This happened? What?
it's like, "When did I ever punch myself?" "Oh, in this video game, in this scene."
Oh.
It
I
all
did the
makes
thing then,
sense.
didn't I?
It all makes sense now.
It does make sense. I think that's the scary part. It makes sense.
I love all of these work in progress pictures of armor being made from EVA foam mats. I think those foam mats are now more used for armor making than they are for their actual intended purpose.
Purpose. Oh my goodness, yes. That is so true. Ah, gems everywhere.
When you say that, I have this image in my head of, an 80s rock star from a television show with very, very pink hair and funny face makeup.
With a very bad movie to her name now.
Yes.
Yes, this I understand completely. I know what you speak of.
Gems everywhere. Oh God.
Oh God. What have we done? Oh shit. You know what might be a good idea? I should probably get my tweezers out. Hey. Whoops. Ah. By the way, for everybody who wants to have a really tiny toolkit, get yourself a laptop toolkit because, man, they come in handy for cosplay.
Floral kits do too.
Ooh, these things are so helpful.
I always bring my floral toolkit with me to cons.
It's a good idea. It helps because you never know when you might need tweezers or something like that.
Tweezers or pliers or really small,
Ah!
fine scissors or anything like that. Yep.
It
Or
all
heck, even
comes in
wire.
handy. Yeah. Okay, I think that'll do it. Plop.
I figured I would mention one last thing from the internet. This is not news because this is not new, but it has really, really become a thing with all of the bodysuits going around.
Right?
You know exactly where I'm going with this.
I'm sure I am.
Dance belt awareness, guys.
Oh, dance belt awareness.
When we say dance belt awareness and we urge young men to wear dance belts, it is not meant to be condescending. It is not meant to be telling you how you can wear your costume. It is not meant to be social justice warrior crap. It's not meant to be anything other than helpful. And it's meant to help you have a professional image with your cosplay. We're not sitting there. We're not sitting there basically saying you're less of a man if you wear one. We're not saying that you were made funny. That's not the point of this. And for some reason, people on forums get horrifically offended now if you tell them that, you may consider wearing a dance belt, or if you tell women, well, you may consider wearing a corset or whatever. Well, whatever is being said, maybe you should consider not showing so much cleavage. Whatever. It's because we want you to have a professional image, and it's also to help protect you because dance belts are protective. That's part of their function. And yes, to an extent, it is because kids see that sort of thing and ask questions, and parents don't always wish to answer those sorts of questions right now. Later, when they get bigger. So please don't take offense whenever people say that sort of thing, because it to be trolls most of the time. I'm sure there are some trolls that do.
Oh yeah, there most definitely are. Of course there are.
Because I know I am one of those people that personally, I don't like looking at bits. Men or women. I like people clean cosplay. And I don't necessarily want to be distracted. And those sorts of things are distracting, but that's me personally. So I'm not going to sit there and tell you cover it up because I don't want to see it. No, I'm going to sit there and say, consider wearing a dance belt because it makes you look professional. Solely my opinion.
Yeah. And my response is always, do you see Superman and Batman's junk? No? Okay, put on a dance belt. Thank you.
It seems to be such a controversy now where there's basically the people who want dance belts and such to be worn. And then there are people who say, well, if you got it, flaunt it. This is how I'm naturally made. I should be able to wear whatever the heck I want. Well, if that was the case, we could just all walk around nude. And I don't think that's
Yeah.
going to happen anytime soon.
Probably not, no.
And generally, they don't portray those bits publicly for a reason as well.
I'm just confused on... I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't know why people are taking offense to it.
Because they think you're trying to be authoritative in the world and tell them what to do and how to wear it.
We're just asking you to politely cover yourself up. If you opt not to, that's your business. But if you're okay with the entire world seeing your junk, I think you might have bigger issues than wearing a costume.
This isn't a size contest, guys. Really, it's not.
Because honestly, you're not attracting ladies when you're doing that. We're just looking at you thinking, why?
It's distracting.
It's distracting, and we don't want to see it.
Because if people look at the photo, immediately they're going to see that, and they're not going to focus on the rest of your really awesome costume. Because I've seen really good costumes that get covered up by the fact that, you know, dude received a package. And it's like, oh, I feel so bad for you, dude. Come on. I mean, come on, really? You went through all that work and they took a bad photo. Well, that photo could have been remedied with a dance belt.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing for ladies. Ladies, wear your undergarments, please.
And then, go ahead.
I understand that it gets chilly in some hotels and that undergarments won't cover up everything, top or bottom. But at the same time, we don't need to be seeing your bits either, and they don't draw those or portray those publicly, again, for the same reason as guys. So please wear correct undergarments. We're not body shaming anybody here. It has a certain professional look to it. And you'll get better photos that way too. I'm done.
I know the one argument that I tend to hear a lot is people saying, you know, oh, well, the dance belts are uncomfortable, that the dancer tights for women are uncomfortable. And I'm like, no, no, they're not. They may look uncomfortable, but honestly, if you wear one, a jock strap is worse. I've had my guy friends who used to play football, who now cosplay, and they have told me the dance belts are a million times more comfortable than any jock strap. If you can wear a jock strap, you can wear a dance belt. And ladies, the dancer's tights, I swear to you, are so much better than any pair of pantyhose you will ever find on the market. Your legs are going to look stunning, and you're going to wonder why you said no to these things earlier.
If you have worn them and you think they're uncomfortable, you may be wearing them incorrectly or have the wrong size.
Mm-hmm.
So when in doubt, please do feel free to ask the personnel of that store for help in sizing. There is no shame in that.
No.
You actually want the correct size in undergarments, whatever they are. I mean, I have a family member, a potential family member, let's put it that way. Has not been decided yet. Who has worked at Victoria's Secret, and there are stories about how many women go in there as bra because it's an image thing. They think that they're bigger or smaller than they are. Oh, well, I couldn't possibly be that big. I need a smaller size. No, the point of this isn't your own edification. The point of this is support and comfort and overall image, because there are things that you wear underneath your clothing to make your clothing have a certain shape to it. You want the correct size, guys.
Yeah, that helps out immensely. You have no idea how much it helps out. Ladies, you guys know that the right bra makes the biggest difference in the world.
Pun intended.
Eh.
You have to get the right size for it to be comfortable. If it's too small, it's not going to be comfortable. If it's too big, it's also not going to be comfortable. And it won't be positioned correctly on you. So just accept it. Whatever size you are, accept it. If you don't like the size you are, well, you can always work towards changing that. There are ways. But other than that, just go with it. Get the right size.
Yeah, I promise you, getting a dance belt is going to save you so many headaches and so much trouble. And they're really not that uncomfortable.
and so much trolling, because I promise you those pictures
Yes.
show up in other places on the internet.
And the trolls are tremendous.
And while you may not care, and that's fine, you don't have to care what others say about you. Certainly nobody mandates that you have to care. You also have to think about your job and the corporate world. Because, like I said, those pictures do show up on the internet. And any company that is doing any sort of background searching on you, and they do check your social media, I promise you,
Oh God, yes.
those pictures may show up. And that's certainly not the image that you wish to portray. Yes, it wasn't your fault to an extent where those pictures end up, but at the same time, they're gonna show up. So you may as well have nice looking pictures for whenever they do basically Google you. That's reality, guys. I'm sorry. And I'm not trying to be harsh. I'm just trying to give you a heads up. This is how it works now.
I kind of
Unless you
want
want, it's like, unless you want your future boss seeing that sort of
No, thank you. I'm good. I kind of want to get together with Warner Brothers and make an ad campaign with Batman, him in his bat suit, and then a dance belt over it and says, Batman wears one. You can too.
Heck, you can have Superman wearing one over his suit because God knows he wears his underwear over his suit.
He does.
So you can just put the dance belt on over the suit. There you go.
He's manly enough to do it, so are you.
Yeah. Women appreciate it more.
You know what? And that's the thing. I think guys are not aware of the fact that underwear can do amazing things for you. And I know that sounds really awkward, but it truly is. It helps shape your body so that way you can look nice and it makes your body not have the weird lumps in it and whatnot. I mean, hell, I wear Spanx. And most people probably think that's crazy. And it's like, no, you don't understand. I have very large thighs and I have bulky places. Spanx helps even everything. It makes everything straight and slim. So it doesn't look like my garments are going in wonky places. Good underwear can do that for you. And dance belt is essentially that. It's good underwear.
I have a body compression suit, I have Spanx, and I have dance compression tights. And it's all to make it look nice and smooth.
That's all it is.
I mean, it doesn't make me look thinner by any means. It just smooths out my proportions. That's all.
And there's nothing wrong with doing that at all. So many women do it. And I think it's because we've had those options for so long that we think that way. Most guys are probably not even aware that that's even an option.
Right. And it certainly doesn't make you any less to wear one.
God, no, it does not. And if somebody tries to tell you otherwise, smack them upside the head and say no. Just like that too. Just smack them and say no. I'm doing an experiment. We'll see how well my non-stretchy sequins will work on this very stretchy fabric.
Oh God, there's a fairy tale musical.
Course there is. Why would there not be?
Not everything needs to be made into a musical.
Yeah, there does.
Apparently, The Shining is now a musical as of tonight, too.
Which
It's showing at the Met.
just sounds hysterical.
They actually had a commercial about it on NPR today.
Nice.
It's like, okay.
It's The Shining, and
Of
it's in
course, that
musical
was
form.
after the commercial for Wicked, which is now showing locally.
It just amazes me at how unoriginal Broadway has become. Like, it's following in the footsteps of Hollywood that it needs to either reboot stuff or it needs to pull from pre-existing sources and just kind of spin it into Broadway. Like, I can't, like, even from the past 3 years, I can't think of an original musical other than Hamilton. I think Book of Mormon kind of was within that 3 to 5 year range. That's about it. I can't think of any others.
You got me.
It's not that they don't exist. I'm sure they exist somewhere. I just don't know where.
Not here.
Yeah, not here. It's just so depressing. It's like, really, you can't have any more original thoughts in your head. Just stop.
I mean, that's kind of going the same way with movies now, too.
Yeah, that's been annoying me to no end.
They're now turning all the anime into live action adaptations.
I wonder if that Cowboy Bebop got off the ground.
Supposedly, it's still in talks.
That one's been in talks for a good seven,
A
eight
long
years now.
time.
Yeah.
I know.
May still happen. We'll see what happens with Ghost in the Shell. I know there's a lot of people not too happy about that.
And there's the whole Attack on Titan thing.
God. They keep bouncing around the idea of doing a live-action Evangelion. I don't think that one will ever pan out, though.
Nope.
I know Gainax, they're going to be a little too finicky about the direction of it, that they're just going to be like, nope, not happening. Well, that's kind of cute. I test things on myself as I pin. That might work. We'll see what happens. Watch as it doesn't stretch and bad crap happens through it.
No.
No! As if I didn't make 5 billion of these stars anyway, so, whatever. Oh man. I don't think
We've
I've
been
shown
going for
off.
90 minutes already.
Nice. Hey, I've gotten some stuff accomplished, and I'm sure you have too, so it's all gravy.
Kinda.
Nice. Okay, we're gonna show off the shiny stuffs. It's so much shiny, it's kind of ridiculous. Shinies! Nah.
Such shiny,
It
so
is the
sparkles.
it sparkles immensely. I really am happy with how this turned out. Actually, what I'm really happy about is my lining. Like, my lining has never been so clean before. I'm really proud of myself. Oh man, I'm gonna be a green ball of stuff, that's for sure. Okay, so now where did I put my pin cushion?
That would be an important thing to track, yes.
I found it. We're good. It's just slightly important, you know. Not that important. Oh, gravy kins. Well, at least next episode, hopefully by then, the panel schedule for ACON will be out and we can do our wonderful preview and get excited for that.
Have a lot of changes to make.
Yeah, it's okay. We got this.
I don't know if I got this. Maybe you do.
Believe in you. We got this.
Already done my 15 volunteer hours.
Yeah, I've done my volunteer hours and then some.
Yeah, but you're staff.
And then some.
I'm not staff.
I'm pre-con staff. I'm not at con staff.
I'm not staff at all.
I know you're not. They should be giving you a free room at this point, though. Dang.
I just want a banquet ticket so I can eat food.
Ask for it. I'm sure they can give you one.
We shall see.
At this point, I think you've more than earned it.
By the time I'm done, I probably will have.
Yeah. Oh, this is going to be interesting. I'm putting spandex into one of my embroidery hoops. I've never done that before. We'll see if this works.
It's never been done before.
Oh, I'm sure it's been done before. My crazy butt just hasn't done it.
See, I still have to fold laundry. I still have to make bread. We still have to make dinner.
Dinner's important.
Yes. Still have to change out the blankets on my bed because now it's getting towards summery weather rather than wintry weather. So I don't need quite as many blankets on my bed.
Yeah, the weather has been kind of funky though, because it's gotten warm a little quickly, but then it kind of cooled off this week, and we're supposed to get some more round of not so happy storms.
We're supposed to have a cooler than normal May and a cooler than normal summer,
I'm okay with
which
that.
this should amuse the potters who are going to Akon, but AccuWeather actually has Akon's weather forecast out.
I'm guessing they're only using past years for their predictability.
They are certainly going on past statistical data, let's put it that way.
Yeah, because I mean, it's Texas, weather will change at a moment's notice, guaranteed.
Because right now they have it in the upper 80s with a stray thunderstorm on Friday and then sunny for the rest of the weekend.
Upper 80s, are they nuts?
Like I said, we're supposed to have a cooler than normal May and cooler than normal summer. So if it was upper 80s, that actually would not surprise me.
I'm going to
What
say
would
that's not
surprise me is
happening.
the rain.
Yeah, but I think we're probably due for some. We've past couple of years, we haven't had any rainy acons, and usually there's one every couple of years.
Last year it rained on Sunday.
Don't remember it raining on Sunday. Was it a bad rain or was it a light rain?
No, it was a light rain.
That's probably why I don't remember it.
Because that was the one where we ended up getting the call. Oh, wait, no, it would have been year before last because Yaya wasn't there last year. It was when we got the call Sunday morning saying we could interview Yaya at the last minute.
And that's when it was sprinkling and I was feeling like tar.
Yeah.
I
It
remember that.
actually, it rained. Not for long, but we did actually get rain that Sunday morning, and all the photo shoots that were supposed to be outdoors actually ended up getting canceled because there wasn't enough room indoors.
Yeah, there's never enough room indoors.
I know.
It's now even worse.
Not anybody's fault except for Mother Nature's.
Yep. I do have to say, though, everybody, with the exception of like two people this year, have been ridiculously super mega awesome in how things have been handled with the unofficial photo shoot. Like, everyone, except for three people, seem to be very understanding and respectful to the fact that we don't have control over the construction. We have no control over what the Anatole dictates as places where we can hold our shoots and where we can't hold our shoots. So they're like, you know, we get it. We'll make the most of it. We'll still have fun. We know next year it's going to be much better when we have the space back. And I'm like, thank you guys so much. You have no idea how stressful this has been.
And when they're done with the water park.
Yeah, and I know that'll take off a huge, huge load for so many of us. So I'm just like, ah. Yeah, that's just been a ball of a mess. And it seems like every single day now I'm having to log in and check things every almost for 2 hours each time and having to respond to emails and answer questions. And I'm just like, it's never been this busy before, ever.
Also, a lot more people.
Way more people. Right now, we've got about the same number of photo shoots as what we scheduled last year. And we still have 3 weeks to go.
Yep.
Yippee. But no, seriously, like the people who have been understanding the fact that things had to change, things are moved around, they get it. Except for three people.
Yeah, I'm going to redo the photographer form next year if I end up doing it again.
Huh?
I'm going to end up redoing the photographer form for next year if I end up doing it again.
Oh, yeah.
So here's a Google Doc. Enter your information. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, I'm kind of actually surprised that they didn't ask me to take care of that. They were like, no, it's already done. It's like somebody else is handling it. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it was me.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, Hey, whatever floats their boat.
Hey, can I help? Can I help? Can I help? How about now? Can I help? Can I help? Can I help you? Can I
Squirrel!
help? Where?
Your help is immensely appreciated, though, I promise.
Guidebook alone would be appreciated, I'm sure.
Oh my God, that thing would be a nightmare if you didn't step in to help.
That would have been ridiculously bad. But it's
So
okay.
bad.
It's okay because it wasn't bad.
No. It just sucks the life out of you.
It's okay, I'll have an Akon shirt to wear on Sunday when I'm in casual clothes.
There you go. Good job, Amber.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
Take one for the team.
It's okay.
But I am looking forward to seeing what some of the other panels are. Just the little tidbits that I have seen. I'm like, this is going to be a pretty chock full Akon. I'm kind of looking forward to it.
It's like, oh, I want to interview all of them.
There
All the cosplay guests.
are so many of them.
I know.
There are a ton of them this year too. I don't know how.
That's what I'm going to end up doing when we check in for press. I'm going to be like, okay, I want to interview all the cosplay guests
Yeah, so
at
we
some
just
point.
need everybody, so can we just make that
Can we just get everybody in the room at the same time and just get
happen?
this all done and over with? No, that's not going to happen.
Oh God, think about the madhouse that would be.
No. Plus, we did interview Yo-Yo year before last.
We have, yeah.
Because that was when she just came out with her line of wigs. In fact, that was right before she came out with her line of wigs.
Yeah, because she announced it on our show first.
Because we've got an exclusive!
That was so awesome.
I agree. That was really awesome.
It's like, you guys just don't understand.
We got an exclusive! Ah!
We got movie signed. Yay! Yeah, they're just a ridiculous amount of cosplay guests. Like I just I
As a
can't
cosplayer,
count.
this makes me very happy.
And they also got a lot of J Fashion guests and Lolita guests too, like some pretty well-known Lolita guests. I'm like, huh? Okay, well, step up that game.
They have some very pretty stuff. It's not my cup of tea, but I know that there are plenty of those for whom it is. And I am glad that they're able to cater to those. Excuse me, to those congoers who enjoy that track.
So that's always been one area that's been really lacking for Akon. So like this year, it's almost like a complete 180. It might actually, if depending on how the scheduling works out, we may want to actually look into going to their fashion show.
Already did.
Nice. Because that's something we definitely don't have a lot of content on is J Fashion and Lolita.
You'll find that surprisingly this year, there's a lot of academics.
Good.
There's
Ah.
a veritable boatload of academics.
I'm three of those.
Shocked me.
That's awesome. I have started a revolution. Ha
You did.
ha. Didn't sound sinister or evil enough. That was more crazy. Sorry. That's so cool, though. That makes me really happy.
I'm gonna miss Heidi. She's not gonna be here for Akon.
Yeah, she won't be, but it'll be okay. She may or may not be coming back for RTX. I don't know. She was waffling.
Which doesn't help me because I'm not going to RTX anyway.
She may
I
stop by in the
can't.
area for family.
True. I have Infinicon to deal with.
God, that's going to be almost right around the corner soon enough. Ah!
Tell me about it.
Okay, where'd my gold thread go?
As soon as I get the go-ahead, I'm going to start assembling my staff.
Cool. Remember, I'm still here. It's not like I won't help you.
I know. I'm trying to not load you as much as possible, especially until after Akon.
Ah, gotcha. Okay. I'm cool with that.
Because the next thing on my list, aside from support staff and procuring music, is prizes.
Oh, the prizes that we can find. And we're really good about sourcing them now.
Well, I also don't want to overuse my sources.
Understandable.
So we shall see.
All right, I'm leaning out a camera shot because I have no idea where the hell my gold thread went, and I need to find it.
It's here somewhere.
It is here somewhere, and I know it's in here somewhere because I used it 3 days ago.
It's partying with your sequins.
Given the whole costume is green and gold, yeah, it probably is. Dang it. I can't find it. I apparently have a lot of extra green thread, though.
Though with the thought of green and gold, now I want to make your alpaca Loki.
See, I've considered doing
and give
that.
Her little horns.
Yeah, I've thought about doing that, and I've actually thought about making him into Thor. Because it makes sense. I got Enchantress. I mean, it works. How do I have all this extra thread? Where the heck is my gold thread?
Thor is totally doable, and then attached to the back would be the little hammer.
Yee, see? That would be cute. That would be cute.
It'll be just in a little harness that just has a little snap on it, so you can unsnap it and take out the hammer for photos.
That would be so cute. Oh my god, that'd be cute.
That would be hilarious. And I could totally make some more armor.
Yeah, you definitely could with the two outfits that this sucker has.
I still have the pattern piece. I kept the patterns this time.
Good. Smart.
So now I don't have to keep having the alpaca. I can just go, okay, here's all the pattern pieces. This is exactly how it fits around the body. Okay, go.
Copy paste.
Yes, bunch of copy paste.
Lots of copy pasta. Okay, I think I have to go to the second floor. Time to make lots of noise.
Woo hoo hoo hoo!
Yay! I will find this thread. I have no idea why it vanished from me. Which means it's probably in the second drawer. Ugh. Yeah, I am not the best at keeping my threads organized. I put them all into a plastic baggie. I'm hardcore.
I at least have my little, what they call tackle boxes that end up basically turning into craft organizers.
Yeah.
They're just large enough for me to stick one spool of thread into each one, so I have them rainbow ordered. I have one box for my neutrals, which are white, black, gray, and brown.
Sure.
And variations. And then I have my colors box, which is done in rainbow order. And it starts with pink, and it goes all the way out to lavender.
That works.
Yes.
That works out nicely. Found my gold.
It's good, just my craft cabinet is so full that it's hard to get to the boxes.
Oh, God, yes, I could understand that. I think that'd be my problem, too. It would just be so full that I can't quite reach them, so they get dumped into the
bathroom. I have to lift other stuff up to get to them.
That's too much for me.
Because I always try and put it, if I ever put things back, I try and put it back the way it was. So I have to lift them back up to put the boxes back underneath. I don't just throw things in my craft cabinet because I'm not like that.
I really try not to. I try very hard not to. It doesn't always happen, but I try. I've also managed to collect a ton of black thread again, so that's not helping at all. I'm just making this so much worse. What the hell? Why do I have... Oh, yeah, that's why I have that. I think that's what most of my craft cabinet is. It's just me looking at it going like, why do I have this? Oh, right, that's why I have this. Put it back.
Yep.
95% of a cosplayer's life. Okay, yeah, I think that's the right one.
No, 95% of our life is procrastination. It's what you do in the other 5% that matters.
That's true.
Procrastination is a lifestyle.
Yep.
Maybe a life choice, too. I'm not 100% certain on that.
It's usually not as much of a choice as a lack of a choice.
Also true. Also very true. Well, geez, I've gotten quite a little bit done today, so I feel fairly productive. Huzzah.
I'm not as productive as I would like, but eh.
You're being productive.
I'm getting something done. I can't really take this to work with me, though.
Yeah, that's my biggest thing, is that a lot of the stuff that I'm doing, I just cannot take to work. Like, I could probably work on it during my lunch break, but if this week was any indication, I can't really take lunch breaks because I pretty much have to work at my desk the entire time.
Yeah, and I've been working out over my lunch break.
Ah. Yeah, that makes it a little bit more difficult.
Yeah, so I end up eating at my desk. And then on my days off, since I still wake up early because I can't sleep in.
Nope.
It's like, okay, so I'm up at 6. Now what? There isn't too much I can do because I don't want to wake up my neighbors. So I just sit there, putter around a little bit on my computer. And then at 8 o'clock, I get up and I go to the gym because there's nothing else I can do.
Yep. Been there. Done that.
Yep. Then I come back and work on cosplay.
Yay, cosplay. There we go. Cosplay life is what it is.
Cosplay life. That needs to be a shirt.
Oh, I'm sure there is a shirt. Let's Google.
Cosplay life shirt.
Cosplay life. It's a thing.
Hashtag cosplay life.
I need to start using that on all my Instagram posts because I think almost every post I have on Instagram right now has the hashtag so many sequins, which is very appropriate.
Hashtag shiny.
Hashtag so much shiny. I'm about to kill myself. Not kidding when I say the shinies follow me to work. There have been times where I'm just standing up at my desk and I'm like, something is in my shoe. I look in my shoe and there's a sequin. I'm just like, really? Like, I thought beading was bad, but the beads had never made it out of my crafting space. Like, they at least kept themselves pretty contained. Like, this is the first time where crafting material has followed me outside of the space.
You need to just sequin your shoes.
I'm getting to that point. I'm going to have so much green sequins left over, I may as well.
Nice.
And given that I work for a plant industry, have them being green might actually make sense. Is it time for us to wrap it up?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
I need to start my bread.
Gotcha.
Cooking. And I probably need to, like, fold my laundry.
Yeah, probably. I know I should probably start on dinner here in a little bit. I'm sure the puppies are ready to get me cooking.
Not be cooked. Just making sure you guys know that. Not be cooked.
My dogs are very spoiled. My Great Dane has a very sensitive digestive system, just like his owner. So he has to have a little bit of boiled chicken and rice with every one of his meals. So it requires me a little bit of prep time. And I usually make enough to last for a week. So usually I do that on Saturdays and have it last for the week. Yeah.
Woo.
The joys of dog ownership with a dog that has lots of issues.
And on that note, we're going to come into this episode 115 of CosPod, the podcast for all things cosplay.
Yay, crafting time! Woo!
You can reach us on any of our social media outlets, including, of course, Twitter, DeviantArt, email, Facebook, Instagram, and all sorts of places. All anywhere right. You want to find us. You can find us. And you can always message us, and both of us will respond, of course, because you are special enough to get two responses to all of our stuff.
Yay!
Next episode will be preview of Project Akon. So, of course, if you guys have any questions about Akon, how to pack for it, how to basically live the convention life, you guys are always welcome to write in, and we will be happy to answer those on the show. Otherwise, we will see you guys next time in episode 116. Happy cosplaying, everybody.
Bye, guys.